This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. With a rise of Trumpism and a flooding of corporate money and influence in politics, many activists are looking for creative ways to center social justice and reduce the influence of corporate elites on our political system. One tactic that goes all the way back to the suffragette movement is stamping messages onto money. Ben Cohen, the co-founder and former CEO of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, has encouraged Americans to stamp messages of social justice on dollar bills. It's easy, effective, and actually legal. The campaign Stamp Stampede offers a plethora of messaging on its stamps, such as stamp money out of politics or corporations are not people. Joining me to discuss it is Ben Cohen himself. He, in addition to being the co-founder and former CEO of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, he's also the founder of Business Leaders for Sensible Priorities and True Majority. He has served on the boards of Heifer International, Oxfam America, Greenpeace, and Hampshire College. He's also on the board of directors of People Power Initiatives, whose main project is Stamp Stampede. Welcome to the program, Ben Cohen.
Hi, how you doing, Sonali? Good to be here.
Doing very well. Thanks so much for joining us. So let's talk a little bit about this history. The idea of stamping messages onto money is something that goes back, I understand, to the suffragette movement. Tell us a little bit about that history and how that might have inspired this project.
Yeah, I think that's the earliest example that we have of using money as media, which is the suffragettes in England, actually, who were carving messages into coins about giving women the vote. And then more recently, there's been movements in, I believe it was Iran, protesting the leadership there. And we found that this is an incredibly powerful way to make your voice heard. You know, the reality is that the root cause of just about every problem in our political system is the legalized bribery of our politicians. And so we need to create a citizens' uprising to get money out of politics. And, you know, this is a tool that anybody can use anywhere, anytime. It doesn't cost much money, depending on the stamp that you get. It's $6.50 or up to $12 or $15. And it allows you to use the money that's normally passing through your hands and stamp a message that then gets seen by 875 people as it gets passed around.
875, that's known to be the average number of hands that money passes through before it's retired?
Exactly. Huh. And, you know, if one person is stamping three bills a day for a year, that's 1 million impressions. And that's very, very powerful. The reality is that the tool to get money out of politics is in our hands. And if we choose to use it, we will be able to get money out of politics. I mean, already 19 states have passed resolutions in favor of an amendment to the Constitution that says that money is not free speech and that corporations cannot give unlimited amounts of money to politicians. And recently, we added another facet to the stampede, which was based on the issue of voting rights, to stop the attack on voting rights, because it's really two sides of the same coin, or dollar bill in our case, that denying people the right to vote is denying their voice, and drowning out their votes with money is doing the same thing.
So I understand one of those stamps is the Black Votes Matter stamp?
Yeah, there's one that says Black Votes Matter. There's another one that says Stop the Attack on Voting Rights. Yeah, because that's That's what we have to do.
So, and it's legal. I didn't sort of realize this. One imagines that money, because it's technically, you know, produced by our federal government, that defacing it in any way might be illegal, but it is actually legal.
You know, if you read the fine print of the law, what it defines what defacing money is. And it says that you cannot cut it, you cannot punch holes in it, you can't glue it, you can't make marks on it that make it no longer obviously money, and obviously you cannot change the denomination. And they also say that you're not allowed to advertise your business on it. But outside of that, it's free speech. And you know, there's over 80% of the population that wants to get money out of politics. If we all just use this stamp and use our voice, we will succeed in doing that, because the country, politicians, Congress, they respond to the voice of the people, and we just need to make it heard.
How effective is it to do this? I mean, do we get a sense of whether these messages are seen by people? I mean, is this a way to sort of influence our political culture? And we know advertising works. That's why corporations use marketing so aggressively. Is this a way to kind of use that same principle, that if we can get these messages into people's heads, you know, in front of their eyeballs often enough, it really starts to shift our consciousness?
That's right. Exactly. It's a demonstration of support. I mean, whenever we have demonstrations or protests, you know, people gathering in the street, people holding up signs, people protesting, that's what it's about, is making your voice heard. And those are wonderful things to do. And I support them and I participate in them. But the problem with them is that, you know, they're kind of a flash in the pan. You know, the protest happens, people show up, and hopefully there's some media coverage of it. And then the next day it's over. And the beauty of the stampede is that adding this to those protests, that the stampede is lasting every day. And every day people are seeing these bills. And now we have a reporting function on our website. And, you know, hundreds of people a week are going onto the website and saying that, yes, I found one of these bills. How can I help? And how can I get one?
So you can actually go and report that you got a dollar bill on your website. There's also, I understand, a society of stampers. How does one, how do you encourage people to actually use the stamps? Does it have to be a solitary activity, or can you make a party of it?
Oh, absolutely. You stamp in any way that you want. There's solitary stampers. There's people who stamp in groups. There's more and more organizations that are getting together, when they have a meeting, people bring their stamps and people stamp together. I've been at stamping parties where, you know, it's a regular old party, but one of the activities that people are doing is stamping together. I was actually at one in Los Angeles, and I was stamping with Norman Lear. It was
wow.
Amazing. Yeah.
You know, Ben, the idea of corporate influence on our political system is far older than, of course, the Trump administration. That was one of the big things that got Hillary Clinton into trouble last year, was accusations that she was just far too close to Wall Street. And yet what we've seen with the Trump administration this year is, you know, forget about draining the swamp as he promised. He has flooded it much more than we saw in the Obama administration. Very likely what we might have seen under a Clinton administration if that had transpired. Are we at a place where you can't give corporations any more influence than they already have? We've got the former CEO of ExxonMobil as our State Department head.
Yeah, Trump drained the swamp by pumping it into the White House.
That's a good way of putting it.
it's kind of horrible. Yeah, so you know, the only hope is to get money out of politics and to defend voting rights. And that's what the stampede is about. We need to, you know, there's this quote about how there's people who don't do anything because they don't think they can do enough. And the reality of stamping money is that it's a little thing that anybody can do. But when we all, what we can't do alone, we can do together. And, you know, if just a small fraction of those of us that are incensed and outraged by money in politics would get one of these stamps and use it, our voice will overwhelm the political process and we'll get this thing done. Mm-hmm. I mean, did I say that already 19 states have passed resolutions? Yeah. In favor of an amendment to get money out. So it's,
and of course,
it's long.
It's also so symbolic that you actually stamp money to send the message about money. One of your stamps is not to be used to buy elections. So you're literally using the money itself as a symbol of what we want to remain out of decision making in Washington, D.C. I thought that was quite clever.
Yes, we're turning money into media. We're decorating our dollars.
Now, Ben, we know that corporate influence on our political system is a huge problem, but what about the role of the media? I mean, corporate media are not covering the Trump administration as well as it could, although, of course, it's done a great job in some ways. It doesn't get deep enough, and then all Trump has to do, of course, is drop a few bombs on another country or, you know, do one deal with the Democrats, and you get much more fawning coverage. But, you know, we can't rely on the corporate media to address the issue of money's influence in politics because they're part of the problem, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, independent media is our best hope for getting the truth to people, for getting, you know, truth that's not censored by corporations whose interests are not on the side of the people. I mean, their interest is on the side of maximizing profits. And so it's through media like Free Speech TV that we can communicate without that censorship, and we can talk about ways to attack the power of corporations, because the reality today is that corporations control our media, they control our legislation through lobbyists, they control our elections through campaign contributions, and it's only through independent media that we can tell people about things that corporations are hiding from them. The corporate media, you know, I'm thinking about the New York Times, has been pretty darn good in their coverage of Trump. But I think that the problem with the corporate media is that, you know, they're just so focused on ratings and viewership, and they'll do most anything to get those ratings and viewership. And, you know, I think a great example of it is, you know, during the presidential election campaign, you know, they were covering Trump pretty much 24 hours a day because, you know, it got so much viewers. If there's no doubt in my mind, and they didn't cover Bernie in the least. You know, I mean, Bernie was pulling way more crowds than Trump was. But there was no mention of Bernie until the very end of the presidential campaign. And there's no doubt in my mind that if the media had given Bernie the same amount of coverage that they gave to Trump, that we would have President Bernie today.
And I know that you were one of his most prominent supporters during that campaign, and he was one of the very few candidates for a major party, if not the only candidate for a major party, centering this idea that corporations have far too much influence on our politics and we need to get money out of politics. That certainly was something we just don't hear enough from our political establishment because they're personally invested in it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it was the core of Bernie's campaign, but I think that due to the work of this movement to get money out of politics, it was an issue that was addressed by most of the presidential candidates. Hillary, was came out against money in politics, although it was a little
She
hypocritical.
was forced to.
Right, exactly. And all the Republican presidential candidates, talked about how bad it was. They didn't offer any solutions, but the issue of money in politics is getting stronger and stronger. It's getting to be, well, the situation is getting to be so bad, and so many people are up in arms about it that politicians can no longer ignore it. And that's an indication of the progress of this movement to get money out of politics. And and the other part of it is also, of course, to defend voting rights. But there's politicians can ignore it no longer. And so that's just an example of the power of the Stampede and the other organizations that have been working to finally put an end to, what is the root cause of the problems in our politics.
Ben, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be with you, Sonali.
My guest is Ben Cohen, co-founder and former CEO of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream. He's also the founder of Business Leaders for Sensible Priorities and True Majority. He's on the board of directors of People Power Initiatives, whose project is Stamp Stampede. And we've been discussing this campaign to reduce the influence of money on politics. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.